What is up, everybody? We here at Raven had some extremely crazy technical difficulties for the last 3 or 4 days. We were a little worried about being blocked because we thought somebody had hacked our shit. So we are doing our live with Sam right now on this here. I don't even know what day it is it? It's Tuesday instead of our usual Friday. But that's how life is. And we're just going to wait for Sam right now. Shout out to everybody who's joining us. Big time shout out to all the support we had, man. These are some crazy times. And we are growing like crazy right now. So we're blessed. We are so much more than just a clothing brand. Let me tell you that. We got the podcast. We got the daily workouts. We got a lot of stuff going on. Sam, where are you at? Oh, there she is. Love you all. Wonder if it's raining in Maui or is it sunny? We are soon to find out. Thanks, everybody. Oh, it's sunny.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
You got the AC on? Is that what's blowing?
Can you hear it?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's hot.
Man, oh, man. Have you been getting rain out there?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. The last 2 days, which is like unheard of here. I mean, as you know.
Very
today,
rare.
Today, we're like back in the heat and everybody's like, we got 2 days of 68 degrees. We don't know what to do with ourselves.
That was your winter, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, 2 days.
So
how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you? Are you working? Look at the shirt you're rocking.
Yes. They're releasing tomorrow.
That's what I was about to say. Why don't we start off? Because I actually have, look at how professional I'm here, guys.
Ooh,
I actually have questions from a bunch of our lady listeners who have some specific questions for you. Not me, weird. But before we get into that, why don't you tell us about your big day tomorrow?
Sweet. So tomorrow, finally, everything is releasing. We talked about speed bumps and all of that before, and I can't even like count how many things have been happening. And yeah, it's been crazy. So everything finally releases tomorrow. There'll be workout plans, macro guides. There's consoles you can purchase with all of those as well. So you kind of get some one-on-one time with me then. T-shirts go live. Perfume goes live.
Perfume.
I'll show you guys the perfume here for people to see it. I'm about to go do product shots and finish all of that like right after this. So perfume here should be.
This
you can
is
also
awesome.
Buy, where's the little one? A little sample. So way cheaper just to get like a little dabble of the perfume before you buy a big bottle. So
you wanna you know, smell it, see if you like it, all that jazz, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned the macro thing because I know a couple of the Chiquitas up here that are down with the Raven squad are very, very interested in kind of starting the counting of macros and tracking what you eat.
And
we'll be sending them your
way. Yes, absolutely. Please do. I was telling jokingly to one of my friends, we used to live together and stuff back in the military. And I was like, dude, imagine if we had made this guide together or individually years ago. I was like, we'd be millionaires at this point because so many people want to do it or they ask questions and stuff like that and you kind of just help them. But this will be awesome to have for people. It's like an ebook or a PDF downloadable.
Really?
You can go back to it later. And there, I have like a video in there of me describing it as well as like word by word, all of the info you would need to know. Because I would help people and then they come back and they're like, okay, well now I'm confused on this. So it will be very beneficial. I've kind of put ridiculous amount of time into that. So
whether you're a beginner or for myself, I would say that I'm pretty deep into the the health journey. However, one thing I have honest to God never done is track my food. Like I intermittent fast, so my window of eating is probably 5 to 6 hours.
Right.
So truly, I don't have a friggin' clue. Of what I, you know, my, I have no clue about my calories. I only recently started eating meat like 6 months ago. I mean, I'm probably super high in carbs, super high in fat, low. I don't even know my calorie count. So it might be even a good thing for myself then.
Absolutely. And it's really good. People are always in the beginning. They're always like really weary. They're like, Sam, I don't want to be tracking my food forever. And I'm like, cool, me neither. I don't want to be 50 years old still trying to like track my goals. But the whole point of tracking your macros is to become more aware and then from there like now I no longer track macros unless I'm like preparing for a show or something, but I'm able to know what my body actually needs. It helps you learn, like you're physically having to look at what you're putting in your body, and you become so just like in tune with your body. You'll be like, oh, I need protein right now. You're like, you are become so aware, which is so incredible to be like, okay, I need like more fats today. I can tell like within your own body. It's very, very cool. And that's the whole point. So that eventually you're not even paying any attention and you're just naturally doing it then. So
that's super interesting for a guy like me to hear, because my whole life, as you can maybe see, I'm on the smaller side, and people always call me like twigs and berries. But I honest to God have no clue what I'm supposed to eat for protein. Like I have no clue as in counts.
Exactly.
Like I've heard, okay, you're around. And I've heard like for myself, I'm around 130 pounds maybe on a good day. So should I be eating 130 grams? But I'm assuming that if I get down with you, I'll be able to find all that out, right?
You'll know all the info.
Okay.
If you're like trying to gain muscle, if you're trying to lose weight, it tells you in there, and then it gives you like, okay, so you've reached this goal, and then how to adjust your macros from accordingly to get to this point. It's basically what I do with all of my clients. I'm just truly breaking it down and letting everybody know what's up so they can do it themselves.
Okay, this is awesome. Okay, well that, I mean, I didn't even want to go down that jag, but this is awesome because for me, that's, you know, that's something, hey, if we preach it, why don't I try it? Maybe me and you can do something where you take me through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do a test run on myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Could be something. Okay, cool. Now to the questions from the lady. So we'll just do Spitfire, because I know you're a busy lady and you know you're your lunch break and all that. Kind of on the same tip here, the ladies want to know, because you look so fab, I guess, is your diet in a quick, and let's just do, you know, quick as you want, 1 minute or less. They're asking your diet. What does your diet consist of?
So I eat everything. I don't like restrict myself, and that's part of macros as well. Balance, people. You want to stick with something, you need balance. I've done this for years. You need the balance. So I don't restrict myself from anything. Eat in moderation though. Other than that, in the morning I always have oatmeal. I've been eating oatmeal as breakfast for 10 years. No,
that's
no
your
joke.
Go-to?
For sure. And then snack-wise, like trail mix, protein bars, protein shake, all that fun stuff. And then meals are always midday. I don't actually really like carbs because of the lethargic feeling I get afterwards. This is something I've learned over the years that I'm like, I don't want the itis, is what we call it in the military. Like 2-3 p.m. you're like, I don't want to do anything because I ate all those carbs. So that's usually more of
the brick wall.
Exactly. More of like greens and then just a protein. And then dinner, I have more carbs, like a sweet potato, more greens, green beans, what have you, chicken. Just nothing like super crazy, honestly.
Just good, real, whole food.
Exactly. And I've just learned to cook the things certain ways so that they actually taste good to me, because if you're eating just some chicken breast raw, like, that's disgusting. Nobody wants to be doing that. So that also kind of goes in macro guide. I kind of give you guys like tips, tricks, things that I've been seasoning with and things like that for years. That also comes with the consult, helping people out that way. But it's not rocket science, really. It's just basic.
Okay, I love it. Okay, question number two. Your workout regime, and I guess what they're saying here is, are you a CrossFitter? Are you an Olympic lifter? Are you a cardio freak? What's your go-to workout?
For sure. I'm a bodybuilder by trade. That's where I fell in love with fitness. Okay. And then I would just say like functional fitness, things like that. I'll put together like a WOD of the day, or I'll do the WOD of the day like 1-2 times a week. That's my cardio. If I do CrossFit like gung-ho, I have to eat so much more because I burn so many calories. That's natural. And CrossFit, I literally have to eat. I go from like, right now I could have like a 1600 calorie, 1800 calorie diet. I need like 3300 calories to still look like I have muscle.
Wow.
It's crazy because I just start working through it. So I love CrossFit too, but it's not, I just know my body, and but different body types, you have to train differently. So
100%.
The train circuit, still things like that. Bodybuilding is my trick of the trade, but I also love just getting in there and throwing together like a body weight circuit and stuff like that. So I do take rest days though. I preach them more than most people.
Good.
5 days a week on the grind, 2 days you do active recovery, things like that. Just go surf, swim, walk, what have you.
Okay.
Vision, no, for sure.
So you're obviously not scared of heavy weights. Obviously, I don't mean heavy weights, but you're not scared of lifting weights as a woman.
Right. For sure.
Okay. Awesome. Question number three. Your favorite activity other than the gym? Now, I think you just mentioned surfing and all that, but yeah, keep let us rock it.
Honestly, hiking and just being outdoors in general is amazing, and I have Maui has made me fall in love with the jungle, so I'll go get all muddy, play Jane of the Jungle. If you
I saw you
me,
with
you know,
I saw you
I
with Momo
that.
Muscle. I saw you with Momo
yeah,
Muscle.
Yeah, my girl. Yes. Oh yeah.
All she's a boss, man.
Jesus. Adventure all day. Yeah.
Okay. That's, okay. That's okay. So, and on that tip, you know, for other people, when you're outside in nature, you're also hearing healing this as well as the body. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And on that note right there, the last one was your favorite way to relax. Is it reading? Is it meditation? Is it hiking?
Honestly, right now, I'm like, ooh. Favorite way? Honestly,
or
probably just
your
jumping,
go-to?
Probably just jumping in the ocean. Like, it doesn't take long. I can literally jump in and jump out, and
There is a
rejuvenating grounding.
Oh, yeah, there is a healing. The minute you hit, especially Mama Maui's water,
I don't know
what it is, man. It's like,
Yeah,
if you're tired, it wakes you up. If you're freaking out, it relaxes you. Something very magical about that. So,
You really start to, when you're by the water and you haven't gone for a few days, you can totally, when you've been used to it and you're like, I'm feeling all like anxious and what's happening? I'm like, oh, I haven't been in the water in like 4 days. No wonder. So crazy.
Really? Okay.
That's
so crazy. Yeah. This is good. Okay, before we leave, I will say this. I got school today. There's a few things you mentioned there about macros, and people have told me this. My boy, Fuyo Pulse, Chad, he does a lot of what you do as well here in my area. He's been harping on me, but I think, hey, it's 2021, and we're not here to just preach. We're here to live. So let's do something for me, man. I'm a scrawny little
get young man. Muscle.
Yeah,
muscle.
I got a little muscle.
You got a muscle already.
But, let's do something there for that. And And another thing is, we will definitely here at Raven, we're going to pump you up, promote your day tomorrow.
You
and I definitely know there's a couple Chiquitas that are going to join in with you. So, and that's what it's about. This is what this talk's about. We're here to help small businesses rise.
Go up.
Okay, Mama. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We're going to talk. Hopefully, we'll talk again this Friday. Our little catastrophe with Instagram is done now. So we're back.
Yes. Yay.
Thanks so much, Mama.
See you guys soon. Thank you, guys.
Ciao.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you.